With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. This year, a lot of companies made pledges to reduce their carbon emissions and work toward net zero. According to a new study in the journal Nature Communications, one effective way for companies to do that is to host virtual conferences instead of in-person ones. Now, those meetings that people travel for are, after all, a big source of greenhouse gas emissions. The study found that going all virtual can reduce an event's carbon footprint by some 94%. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more.
Before the pandemic basically brought business travel to a halt and forced conferences online, a lot of people were skeptical that virtual conferences could ever really replace in-person meetings, says Shenyan Zhu at the nonprofit World Resources Institute. But
people felt that after experiencing it for so many months, it was not only effective, it was feasible even post-pandemic.
And holding virtual conferences also has significant environmental benefits. Fengqi Yu, a professor at Cornell and lead author on the Nature Communications study, says the carbon footprint generated by people traveling to conferences worldwide,
it's pretty much comparable to the U.S. nationwide carbon footprint.
But while going fully virtual does almost eliminate a conference's carbon footprint,
we do see some negative perspectives about virtual conference. It's hard to engage with people in person.
So he says a hybrid model might be a good way to go. Even having just half as many people come in person can reduce a conference's carbon footprint by about 2/3. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.